Lesson 40, Unit 10, 第十单元第四十课。前面我们介绍了一些小朋友去参观一个自然历史博物馆。那么自然历史博物馆是一些完全是由大自然所产生的一些历史现象。那么本课呢，我们将看一个涉及到人文历史的博物馆。Now first, let's read a dialogue. 首先我们看一段对话。
Look, what's that?
Sorry, I don't know. Let's ask Han Mei.
Han Mei, what's that thing with three legs?
Han Mei,那个三条腿的那个东西啊，三个脚的东西啊，是什么东西？
It's a cup.
是个杯子，叫 It's a cup.
A cup? It's very strange. I've never seen a cup with three legs.
杯子，太奇怪了。It's very strange.
I've never seen a cup with three legs.
我以前从来没见过那个杯子是有三条腿的。我从来没见过带有三条腿的杯子。
Yeah, it was used in the old days.
对，这个是古时候用的杯子。
So it was used in the old days. So here was used
是被动语态的过去式。So
it was used in the old days.
What was it used for? 那么这个东西以前是用来干什么的？
It was used for drinking wine.
它是被了用来喝酒用的。
It was used for drinking wine.
它是用来喝酒的。So here,
Was used
是由过去式的 verb to be 的形式加上过去分词构成一般过去时态的被动语态。
What was it made of?
那么这个东西是用什么东西造的呢？还是用的过去时态？
Now, what was it made of? It was made of metal.
It was made of metal. 这个是用金属造的。
It's interesting, isn't it?
很有意思。是吗？
Yeah. Look, there's a teapot in a bowl.
瞧，在那个脖子里面一个碗里面还有一个茶壶。
There's a teapot in a bowl.
What was the bowl used for? 那么这个茶壶的外面，这个 bowl 是用来干什么的呢？
That's not a teapot. It was for serving wine.
那个不是茶壶。那个是用来装酒用的，就是专门用来给人家斟酒用的。
It was for serving wine.
The big bowl was used for keeping the wine warm. 这个外面的这个脖子啊，是用来怎么样 ？Keeping the wine warm， 来保持那个酒的温度。
This big bowl was used for keeping the wine warm.
How did it keep wine warm? 它这个外面这个东西怎么能够保持那个酒的温度呢？给那个酒来保暖呢？
When the bowl was filled with hot water, the wine would get warm.
原来在这个外面的这个盆里面呢，装上什么热水。
When the bowl was filled with hot water,
在那个外面呢，
把它装上热水，然后把那个所谓的 teapot 啊，把它放在这个里面， so the wine would get warm， 那么容器里面那个酒呢就可以保暖。
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. 这个主意真不错。
Thank you.
韩梅，
I've learned a lot about early Chinese inventions today.
注意这个地方用的什么时态啊？现在完成时态。啊，我今天像学到了许多有关中国古老发明的知识。
So I have learned a lot about early Chinese inventions today.
啊，今天我了解了许多有关中国古老发明的一些方面的知识。
Me too.
韩梅也说 Me too. 它意思什么呢？
So I have learned a lot about old Chinese inventions today too.
那么从刚才这段对话我们可以了解这段对话是发生在什么地方呢？
Yes, in another museum.
啊，是在另外一个博物馆。
So in a history museum.
啊，肯定是在一个历史博物馆。那么这个历史呢是一种人文的历史。在这段对话里面谈到两样东西，啊，其中一个呢就是 something with three legs, that is a cup with three legs, 就一个带有三条腿的那个杯子。那么这个杯子是用来干什么呢？
It was used for drinking wine.
这个杯子是用来喝酒用的。
Another thing is, A so-called teapot,
一个叫做所谓茶壶的这样一个东西，实际上是一个暖酒的壶。暖酒壶呢，它的结构是在它的外面 outside 有个 bowl， 然后在这个 bowl 的里面呢，又放着一个像茶壶一样的啊，是一个酒壶啊，是一个酒盅。那么为什么这个里面那个酒盅外面又用个大的 bowl？那么在古代人呢就是想到了，就 the bowl was used for keeping the wine warm， 这个 bowl 里面呢是用来保持那个里面的那个酒壶里面的酒啊是温度。那它怎么来保护呢？就 some water， some hot water 啊 was filled into the bowl， or the bowl wasfilled with some hot water. 那么在这个 bowl 里面呢要装满一些热水。那么用那个水的温度让那个里面的酒呢获得温度。那么这个呢大家特别是南方人啊江浙人都知道，他们喝的那种叫绍兴酒、加饭酒、花雕酒。那么他们经常喝热的，那么往往有一个热酒的一个东西，也就是用热水然后里面把酒放在里面。啊叫把那个酒搞热一点好喝一些。
So you see,the old Chinese were very, very clever.
所以我们中国人以前是非常非常聪明的。
Okay, now please look at the exercise about the text.
下面我们就这篇对话看一个练习。
Now look at the three pictures.Which object is mentioned in the dialogue? Object, that is, which things? Which thing is mentioned in the dialogue?
上面这三个东西，哪个东西在对话里面提到 ？Mention 是提到 ，is mentioned 是被提到。
So which object is mentioned in the dialogue? Now look at the first one. That's something with three legs. One, two, three. So, this is mentioned in the dialogue. That's a cup with three legs.
这个呢是带有三条腿的一种杯子。
What is it used for? It's used for drinking wine.
这个东西是用来喝酒的。
So it's very beautiful, right? Yes. Then the second thing, that there is a bowl, 外面有一个碗，啊，有这样一个碗，一个 bowl。那里面呢，有个 teapot， 好像茶壶一样的。Then, is this mentioned in the dialogue? Yes. This is also mentioned in the dialogue. We know. Where do you think this dialogue may happen? So, it may happen in a history museum of China. 那么刚才这段对话呢，它可能是发生在中国的一个历史博物馆。We all know this and this were all invented by the Chinese. 那这两样东西呢，都是被中国人发明的。Number three, can you think of another way to keep wine or water warm? 你能否想到另外一个办法来保持酒或者水的那个温度？To keep wine or water warm. Can you think of another way to keep wine or water warm? 好，那么第三道题呢，就是用我们现代的观念，你能否想到别的办法去把那个酒保持它的温度，或者让那个酒比较软？ OK? Use your mind. 好，动动脑筋。Or use your brains. 用用你的脑子。Now, so much for this. Now, let's come to the next. 下面我们看后面。那么这道练习呢，是练习有关一个物体，是一个东西是什么地方造的啊，特别要注意这个被动的过去时态啊，被动的过去时态。Work in groups. Choose one of the words from the box. Ask your friends questions about it. Write down their answers and report to the class. 请看这个练习的还是比较复杂。首先呢，是从这个方框里面呢选择一个词，然后向你的朋友提一些问题，然后要记下他的答案，然后把说询问的东西向全班进行报告，这个叫 interview 采访。那么提什么样的问题呢？可以 Have you got a? How long have you had it? 你有这个东西有多久了？ Where was it made? 那么这个东西是什么造的？Where did you buy it? 你在什么地方买的？ Has it ever broken? 它曾经坏过没有？ Have you used it a lot? Or have you worn it a lot? 你是否用过很久？你是否穿过很久？ Do you like it? 你喜不喜欢？ Or would you like a better new one?你还想要还不想还想不想要一个新的或者更好的？那这个地方有些替换词 watch 手表 radio 收音机 computer 电脑 bicycle 自行车 CD player 是 CD 机 camera 照相机。好，现在我们又用照相机来试试看。 Have you got a camera?Yes, I have. How long have you had it?
I have had it for 9 years.
啊，我已经这个照相机有了九年了。
Where was it made?
Or it was made in Shanghai, 是上海造的。
Where did you buy it?
I bought it in Beijing.
Has it ever broken?
No. It has never broken. 这个照相机倒从来没坏过。
Have you used it a lot?
你使用是否很多?
Yes, I have used it a lot.
Do you like it?
Yes, I like it very much.
I have taken many photos with it.
我用它照了好多好多相了。
Would you like a better new one? Or would you like a better one?
你还想不想一个更好的呢?
Certainly.
当然还想一个更好的。本单元要掌握的重点是一般过去时态的被动语态形式。
You know, they planted many trees there last year.
去年他们在这里栽了好多树。那么这个改为被动语态呢，这 many trees 变为被动语态的主语，那么 planted 要用相应的被动语态形式。
The answer is, many trees were planted there last year. Many trees were planted there last year.
去年在那里栽了好多树。
Were planted 是 planted
过去式啊，那个被动语态形式。那么记住，过去时态的被动语态形式呢，是由 was 或者是 were 加上过去分词。那么 was 和 were 要根据主语的数来确定。
Now so much for Unit 10。那么第十单元我们就辅导到这里。Until next turn.